Scott City into the Orange and Black Championship game for the first time in 16 years. A 54-45 win over Kearney Catholic. Coach, congratulations. A great win for you guys. And you guys really took it to them early and never really, other than maybe one big run in the first quarter, really ever got let them have any momentum.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that win because that was a really good team that we played. They were very deep from their bench. They were all very, very good shooters and super aggressive. So I was really proud of our girls with that win.
Got off to the good start, led 11-8, and kind of gradually build that lead quarter by quarter. And it's been nice to see, really, for the third straight game, it's been balanced from not only inside but also outside.
Yeah, that's going to be huge, especially on down the stretch and tomorrow as well. But, you know, what I was really proud of, not only just our balanced scoring, but our scoring late in the game. In that fourth quarter, I mean, Caitlin Roberts coming up with those shots at the end of the game, that was I was so proud of her for doing that because that's something she's struggled with for a while, and she came up big for us.
Yeah, she did not score through the first three quarters, really struggled from the floor, and all of a sudden, it's like bam, 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 she was 4 of 5 just like that in the fourth quarter from the field.
I know, that was, you know, that's just senior leadership right there, not being afraid to take the big shot, and she was feeling it definitely in the fourth quarter, and it was welcomed for sure.
And you had consistency once again from Weather. She just got herself into foul trouble again this afternoon, and you know, this time they were hard-earned fouls and not silly fouls, I guess you could say. But and Macy Price got you guys going with the scoring as well. It was really good to see them just continue to contribute this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the more did I count right? It was 7 people that scored. Is that right tonight?
Yes.
And so, I mean, 7 people scoring, that's huge for us. And, you know, anybody at any time can really contribute for us, and I think that's going to be pretty tough to guard later on.
Well, you mentioned 7 out of 8 scoring, and it was a good team effort there this afternoon. And you had to like the continued improvement from your defense. And I thought it really flustered Kearney Catholic. They looked like they kind of wanted to shoot it late there from downtown. Not a big 3-point shooting team, but when you're down big, you force them to maybe have to drive in and take twos and run more time off the clock.
Yeah, I mean, from what I'd seen them on film, they all could shoot it. And so we had to just really guard the perimeter pretty tight and just make sure our backside help was there to help when they did put it on the floor. And I thought we did a good job with that.
Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here. Lady Beavers winning it here this afternoon, 54-45. So you're going to get a trophy for Sharon Colby here, but you want to get that one that says number one on the end, and it's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the community building. Stay there, and it's either going to be Fountain Fort Carson and also, or Pueblo East. I know you have some history with Pueblo East, and I believe maybe a couple years ago with Fountain Fort Carson, but what's the big thing that you see with your team going into tomorrow night?
You know, just consistency. You know, I mean, we've been pretty much in every single situation that you could possibly think of. And so, yeah, you know, we just need to use our veteran minds and just be smart, play a smart game, honestly, because, you know, even if we do get behind, we've come from behind before, and then we get a lead, keep the lead. But, you know, I look forward to the championship, and I think the girls do too.
Absolutely. It should be a good one. Lady Beavers winning it this afternoon, 54-45. Congratulations on the win. The midway point, 9-1 on the year, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.